Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, and it's time for Powering Your Property. Now, the supply of private homes from confirmed sites under the government land sales program has been raised by 24.6% for the second half of this year. This is in response to land-hungry developers and the dwindling unsold new home supply in Singapore. While this marks the second increase in the private home supply after five consecutive reductions in previous GLS confirmed lists, analysts have said it's a conservative and measured program. For more insights, we're joined by Wang Xianyang, Head of Research Singapore at Cushman & Wakefield. Xianyang, always a pleasure.
Hello, Howie. Happy to be on the show.
So give us some details of these residential sites on the confirmed list. Anything of note?
Yes. So for the second half 2021 GLS program, the government is releasing a total of four private residential sites. I mean, this includes one as executive condominium sites on a confirmed list. So in total, this would yield about 2,000 units. So the sites are quite evenly spread out across the island. You have the largest site is at Jalan Tembusu, which is quite near to East Coast Park and the Dakota MRT station. Then there's also a site at the north, Lentor Hills. And you also have one in the west, a dairy farm, which is at Bukit Panjang. And finally, you have the last EC site, which is at Bukit Batok. So within the of these four sites, I think the most interesting one would be the EC site, the one at Bukit Batok West Avenue 8. Mm. Right, I think this would be quite highly sought after, right? Because, I mean, just judging from the last EC site in the West, I mean, this was Tengah Garden Walk EC, which attracted a top bid of about the price of $600 per square meter per plot ratio, right? And seven developers bid for that site. So additionally, we also see very healthy demand for executive condominiums, right? You can see the recent launch Province Residence, right? They sold over 50% of their units at launch. And unsold inventory for ECs also is quite limited. There's only about 600 units and all projects are at least 50% sold. And I think this year there will only be one more EC launch, which is Park Greenwich.
Let's talk about though, Xianyang, how some analysts are calling this a conservative and measured program on the government's part. And why do you think the government's decided to moderately increase the supply of private housing on the confirmed list? How does it compare also to, say, previous GLSs?
So, I mean, given that, you know, we are seeing very robust activities in the private residential market, you know, with very good monthly sales volume, the government has increased the number of residential units in a confirmed list by about 25%. So in terms of percentage growth, this is one of the highest, I think, since 2016, where it was increased by about 39%. And also this ties in with, you know, a pickup in airport activities, right? And also higher interest from developers for reserve site lists and also amidst dwindling unsold supply. So unsold inventory currently as of first quarter this year is about 21,000, right? And this compares with 23,000 in 2016, which was the start of the last en bloc boom. While it is not the lowest historically, I think the lowest over the last decade was about 17,000 units. Current unsold inventories are really considered quite tight. I mean, especially when you consider the ongoing sales volume. But that said, I think if you look at the absolute number of units released in a confirmed site, the confirmed list, it still remains relatively low at about 2,000 units. So this is really far from what we saw, you know, in 2010 to 2012, where, you know, there were about 7,000 to 8,000 units released in a confirmed list. I mean, this happened during, you know, the global financial crisis during the housing boom.
So fair to say this was quite a calibrated move, right, by the government?
Yes, I think the government is erring on the side of caution.
Yeah.
And by leaving most of the units in the reserve list, you know, this allows the market to dictate the market supply. So in the reserve list, you have about 4,900 residential units. So it's about, in the confirmed list, it's about 2,000. So it's about a 30% to 70% split between the confirmed and the reserve list. But in total, if you add both the confirmed and reserve list together, it's about 6,900 units. So it's still somewhat slightly lower than the first half 2021, where there was about 7,050 units. And an additional factor to also keep in mind is that, you know, the Marina View white site was triggered from the reserve list, and this will yield about 900 private residential units.
So what do you reckon, Xian Yang? How aggressive or not aggressive might bids be coming in? High competition, you think, amongst developers? Them taking a cautious approach, maybe?
I think we will see, you know, very high competition for the confirmed list sites. I mean, just looking at, you know, the recent land tenders, where the number of bids for tenders reached about 10 to 15 bids per site. So for context, the average number of bids for sites sold in 2019 was about 7.
Yeah.
So it's like almost double the amount of demand. So I think developers will also be looking towards the reserve list and also the en bloc market to replenish their land banks. The sites on the confirmed and reserve list are mostly mid to large sites. So developers who are looking to acquire smaller sites would need to look towards the en bloc market.
But we're still in the midst of phase two heightened alert measures. Taking a wider view, Xian Yang, how will this have an impact on, say, transaction volumes and possibly even prices?
I mean, I still see continued growth for prices, I think, because market fundamentals still remain unchanged. So definitely, I mean, with phase two, there may be some impact to monthly sales due to, I mean, limitations at the show flats, but we still see really high pent-up demand for private residential properties. I mean, given Singapore's recovery this year and the stable jobs market. And I think while the pandemic is still ongoing, I think there's also really a broad confidence that it'll be largely under control, hopefully by the end of the year. And actually, the ongoing safe management measures, which is really affecting the construction sector, is leading to a delay in new supply. So this actually helps prices go higher, actually.
So what does all this cautious optimism mean for investors and buyers, Xian Yang?
So limited supply in the confirmed list is good news for property investors. I mean, prices are a function of demand and supply. So lower supply does help support prices.
Yep.
So it's also good, given that supply in the confirmed list in GRS is quite moderate. It's also good news for those who are looking for en bloc windfall, right? Because less supply in GRS means, you know, developers will look more towards the en bloc market to acquire land. But that being said, I would caution against rushing into the market to buy property, right? There's still the risk of further cooling measures. And also for en bloc, there are lots of variables that influence the success of an en bloc sale. It's really not a sure win process. And when you get a lot of demand pushing up resale prices at a particular development, it actually becomes harder for the en bloc sale to succeed, right? As developers may not be willing to pay that much, you know, for the land. So overall, I think the key principles remain unchanged. Buy what you can afford and hold for a longer term. While prices are still expected to continue going higher, right? The risk of, you know, cooling measures remain. So you should be looking to hold at least, over the mid to long term, 5 to 10 years, right, in case of any unforeseen circumstances.
Xian Yang, always grateful for your insights. Please stay safe.
Always happy to join the show.
Wong Xian Yang, Head of Research Singapore at Cushman & Wakefield. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.